Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Ecological systems are often delicately balanced on a particular ratio of predator to prey. But as Kelly Benoit Bird, associate professor of Earth, Ocean, and Atmospheric Sciences at Oregon State University explains, in marine environments, ecological health depends on more than just the numbers.
I am part of a large team of scientists that has spent the last 5 years trying to understand how animals respond to the rapid changes occurring in the Bering Sea. My collaborator, Scott Happel, and I spent months on a fishing boat, measuring the food available for seabirds and fur seals, while other members of our team tracked the movements and population dynamics of these predators and their new offspring. Together, we wanted to figure out how these animals were making a living and supporting their families. We started by making maps of prey the way it has always been done, in this area and many others, by looking at the total abundance of each prey species. But when we did that, we didn't see much overlap between the areas with lots of food and those being used by the predators. Even more concerning, the areas that looked to us like the best places to eat were areas where predator populations were declining despite long-term protection. So we rethought our approach and let the behavior of each predator identify what features of prey were important for their success. We observed these animals from the boat and using GPS positioning tags and found that kittiwakes, murres, and fur seals were all telling us the same story. They care more about food being densely packed than they do about the total number of prey or even its calorie count. Predators in the Bering Sea were effectively finding areas of densely packed pollock and krill, their key prey, even when those prey were found in incredibly small aggregations. We don't yet understand how they managed to find these small patches of food at great depths, in the dark, in a large, stormy sea. But these data have revealed that small-scale prey patches are critical for predators to successfully make a living, changing how we see their ocean world.
That was Kelly Benoit Bird of Oregon State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.